Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and it is May 11th, 2022, and I thank you all for being with us today, or perhaps you're listening on the archives. A lot of people do. It's the nature of podcasting. That's just fine. We still love you. We love you more, even. And archive everything over at ace-ed.org. That's our official home website, ace-ed.org, our American Consortium for Equity in Education. And over there you can see the brand-new issue of our magazine, which is called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. It's excellent. Equity in Access Pre-K-12, it's really good. Has a unique focus on pre-K-12 education I think you'll enjoy. All right, and you just click on the cover, you can read it. We also have SEL Today, our Resource Center for Social and Emotional Learning. That's a link over there. Today we're going to be talking on this show about teacher retention recruitment and how one North Shore District 112 is handling retention and recruitment. And we have our website, which is teacher-retention.com, with tons of information over there, and talks about some of the professional development we offer to school districts for your educators, okay, to help create a very good and strong working environment that makes teachers want to stay in education even longer than they do. We don't want to lose any more great educators. You can check all that out over at teacher-retention.com, and everything's at ace-ed.org. Did I mix you up with enough stuff? Everything's linked at ace-ed.org. I forgot to mention, we do have our Excellence in Equity Awards. That's linked over there too. Okay, it's going to help us spotlight and celebrate high-impact work areas across K-12 education in equity. We got 27 different award categories. We got them 10 for educators and support staff, 17 categories for companies and nonprofits. Please, you're an educator, nominate yourself or a colleague or your school. For companies, we encourage them to nominate their founders, leaders, marketing departments, etc. All right, please check it all out. You can link at our awards icon there, but it's ace-ed.org/awards. Okay, everything's at ace-ed.org. The whole world's at ace-ed.org, except for what's going on at North Shore District in Chicagoland. Okay, 112. We got Mike Lubelfeld, the superintendent. He's back. We did a show with him yesterday on a book he wrote called The Unfinished Leader with another good friend, Nick Poliak. Good morning, Mike, again. You're there?
Good Mike? Morning, Larry.
Yeah, you're there.
I am here. Yes, sir. I am here. Good to be here, my friend.
Good to have you here. I got news for you. As always, Mike, you're always welcome here. Let me introduce your two colleagues, okay? Dr. Monica Schrader. Hi, Monica. I'm Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you here. And just in case you don't know this, you're the deputy superintendent of schools at North Shore School District 112. Okay, you did know that, didn't you?
I did, and I have proudly served here in the district for the last 16 years.
Wow, congratulations. I used to live in Deerfield, you know. I know the area pretty well. I live in Maine now, but I know the area pretty well. You're up in Highland Park and Highwood, and you handle all the human resource functions, okay? And you talk to the directors of technology and communications. We may have that gentleman on the show with us today, and you are a pretty strong person.
Yeah.
Plus, hold on there, Nick. Monica, do you know the folks over at AASPA? I know that you're involved
with
that.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes, I'm currently the president of the Illinois Association of School Personnel Administrators, and I'm also the Region 2 representative for ASPA, the American Association of School Personnel Administrators. So I know the executive director, Kelly Coach Johnson, very well. She's excellent.
She is superb. She's a good friend of ours. She's on the show a lot. She was just on last week, and I got a feeling I'm going to see you when I get down to Orlando in October for the conference. I assume you'll
absolutely
be there. And if Mike doesn't let you go, you mention my name and call me, okay? That's it?
I will do that, Larry. Mike's always very supportive of our professional networking and our professional development opportunities.
I'm glad to hear that. And, Monica, you have any trouble with Mike ever, you call me. Promise?
I will certainly do that, absolutely.
Good, excellent. Excellent. And Nick, good morning, Nick Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning. It's an honor.
It's an honor to have you here, my friend. You're the Director of Communications, and I think this is extremely important on teacher retention and recruitment. Okay, you're head of the communications for North Shore School District 112. You have won awards from the Gold Medallion Award from my good friends over at ENSPR, the National School Public Relations Association. How long have you been involved with ENSPR?
Oh, well, I've always used them as a resource every start from the start of my time in education, and I go to the national conference every year and always come away with some valuable nuggets to bring back to the district. And then last year was lucky enough to win their top award for PR and in the category of crisis communications related to COVID-19. And lucky enough, we're going to be presenting at the next ENSPR conference this year in Chicago, Monica and I, about what we're talking about today.
And I bet that's going to be around July 12th to 13th. Am I correct?
You are correct, sir. And it's, I'm so excited. I've always went there and kind of been in awe of the presenters, and now I get to step into that role and
You're gonna do great. By the way, you've been a member of what? You know Rich Bagan over there, who left the executive director emeritus.
Oh, I do not.
You know him?
And I know. I apologize. Yeah, no.
That's okay. Rich was the executive director of ENSPR. Okay, for probably the last 20 years, he retired a year ago, or maybe just before the pandemic. Maybe right during the pandemic. Barb Hunter is their executive director now at ENSPR. Okay? We work a lot with ENSPR, and if you knew Rich, I was going to tell you, I'll tell you anyway, that he was my college roommate. Okay? So I know ENSPR well. Yeah, there you go. Okay? And I won't tell you any more stories about him. It's best he lay retired now and having a good time in Maryland. Okay?
Oh, wow.
We won't get into that. Yeah. Isn't that funny, though? It's great stuff.
All right.
Go ahead, say it again. I'm sorry.
No, I was, I'll ask him about stories if I meet him this year.
Please do. And I'm going to try to get out there for that, okay? We'll see what happens. Okay, you never know these days. All right, Mike, tell us, just before we start with the teacher retention, recruitment, all that, Mike, the superintendent, Mike Lubelfeld, Dr. Lubelfeld, please give me the overview of District 112 so everybody can hear it, so they get it, where you are, the demographics, et cetera. Go ahead, Mike. Brag. Yell.
Yes, sir. You got it. So North Shore School District 112 is on the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan, 25 miles north of the Chicago Loop and about 25 miles south of the Wisconsin border. We proudly serve about 4,000 students in grades pre-K, age 3, through 8th grade, age 14, in 10 schools. We are part of a 25-year-plus dual-language two-way immersion Spanish-English program. We have 550 staff members, about 400 are teachers, and the remainder are education support personnel as well as administrators. And we have probably the best school board in the United States. It's the truth. We're so proud to be emerging from the pandemic. This has been a really rough 3 school years, and our aim is to make everyday magic for every child and every staff member. We inspire, we innovate, and we engage, Larry.
And what's the hashtag for 112, my friend?
Thank you. 112 leads. 112.
You got it. Hashtag 112 leads.
Everyone's a leader.
And that reminds me, buy Mike's book. He wrote it with Nick Polyak. That's called The Unfinished Leader for Superintendents and Wannabe Superintendents. It's just great. What is hashtag 112 leads, okay? And this is an elementary school district, North Shore of Chicago, and as I say, great Italian food right there, by the way, in Highwood. I got to tell you. All right. Now, it's true. I used to live there. All right. It's true. All right. Now, moving right along. Okay. It is true. All right. Now, retention, engagement, et cetera. And this is an interesting question. I think I'm going to throw this one to Nick, okay, as Director of Communication, okay? Talk to me about recruitment, engagement, and this key word, okay, Mr. Director of Communications, storytelling, and how that makes a story, makes a case for people to stay or come to as educators, 112. Nick, you're on. Do that one.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. No, I think it's more of an understanding that we had to come to. And we had to come to the understanding
that
you know, going to job fairs and posting on websites is just simply not enough, especially when you're dealing with COVID-19 and the ramifications of that, and when you're dealing with a teacher shortage. So you have to change the game because the game has changed. And so that's what we set out to do. And when it pertains to storytelling, it's about overall branding. Right. So you have to paint the picture that when someone looks at you, they want to work there, that they feel that it's a culture that they want to join, that they feel that they can bring their own, you know, assets to that culture and help change it in a positive way. So that's really what we set out to do, especially with storytelling. So not all of our efforts had directly dealt with recruitment and staff retention directly, but it added to it just kind of in the, you know, atmosphere of our district.
Right. You know, I got to tell you, in all the work I've done, okay, here on the podcast and on our website and all that with teacher retention, people always talk about the website advertising. People always talk about the shortage. People always talk about job fairs for educators, but they never, up to now, talk about the overall branding of a district to make people want to come, okay, and work there and stay there. And that is incredibly key. Mike, don't lose this guy, okay? Whatever you do, don't lose this guy, okay? I got to tell you, this is incredible, all right? And talk to me, Nick. You know, we got two challenges out there. I'll get to you in a minute, Monica, but I want to ask Nick this. We got two challenges out there, Nick. We got retention and recruitment. And as I've always learned from working with ENSPRA, school directors of communication have both internal and external challenges in communications. It's not just talking to the community, though that's extremely important. It's also making sure the message is good inside the school district. Talk to me about internal, external, teacher recruitment, teacher retention. Nick, Glenn.
Sure, sure. So I didn't come from education originally. I came from the nonprofit world, working a lot of cultural institutions. And while we weren't selling products, we were doing outreach to selling culture. We were selling tickets. We were trying to get people to come to our institutions. Worked for the Chicago History Museum, the Adler Planetarium, so on and so forth. So I saw a lot of things at those institutions that they were doing, and I wanted to bring that to the school district. So what we did is we did search engine marketing. And what that is when you search for something, you know, you can place ads so that your name comes up. So we did that, and we targeted Milwaukee and Chicago because we wanted to kind of broaden our base in terms of who we are attracting to our school district. You know, top teaching Chicago jobs is one of the keywords that we advertised with, and that was our top keyword. We got about 340 hits in terms of people seeing our name when they search that. So that's really something that we did. We also did YouTube advertising for really the first time since I've been here. And we got a great watch through rate. You know, 40% of our the people that saw that ad watched it all the way through. So that's what we tried to do in terms of external communications, is really use some tactics on the digital side of things that we hadn't done in the past, that most school districts in terms of my knowledge, don't do, just to get out there in a new way. In terms of internal, you know, Mike and Monica are phenomenal communicators. 112 Leads is a great hashtag that we utilize. We also kind of branched off and did something called the Dogs of 112 Leads. So what that is you know, you post your dog, and Monica will kind of tell you that you know, people that never post before were posting their dogs. So we had a lot of like internal communication things like that. We really try to utilize teacher voice. So we were reposting a lot of tweets from classrooms. So it's really showing that externally, you know, our teachers have a good time here, and then trying to get people, internally to kind of join in on the fun.
Wow, that is terrific. And whose dog won? Nick, whose dog won?
I mean, Monica's dog is really cute. It looks like, you know, Walter has like a beard and a mustache.
That's good.
Yeah. I would say Walter.
And by total coincidence, Nick reports to Monica. Isn't that interesting? Monica's dog. That's the 12th year in a row. Congratulations. Mike, will you be putting your – I know you have dogs. You have the new dog, Mike Littlefeld. Well, talk to me, Mike. Your dog. Yeah, the new one, especially.
I need to share Noche, who is our newest member of our family, and Harley, who is our grandpa, who's been a member of the family for almost 12 years. Yes.
And now I will swing to Monica. Monica, before we get into retention, can you tell us about Walter?
Walter is named after Walter Payton because, diehard Chicago Bears fans, and Walter is definitely follows after, you know, his namesake. He is definitely sweet, and he's fast, and he's got quite a personality and amazing underbite. So you'll have to look up the hashtag dogs of 112 leads because he's pretty famous on Twitter now.
I'm sure he is. By the way, what kind of dog is he, Walter?
He's a Shih Tzu poodle, so he's a Shih Tzu.
A Shih Tzu. All right, we'll move on from that. I want you to know, and I want to congratulate all three of you for having the second, third, and fourth best dog in the world. Mine, of course, is number one. That would be Jasmine. So we'll just leave that to everybody, just so you know. But second and third and fourth best dogs in the world is pretty good, considering all the dogs in the world. Right, Monica?
We agree. We love it. And we love to be able to
second best dog in the world, Walter. Come on, you know.
Crap. Yeah, we love it.
Okay, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And please tell Walter, and he's welcome to do a podcast with me sometime. I'd like to get his take on all this. All right, now moving right along, okay? This is great, okay? You've got Nick. Okay, he mentioned the two key words that are a killer out there these days, and that's teacher shortage. All right,
yeah.
You oversee, okay, human resources, which includes all this. All right, at District 112, what got you into figuring all this out, doing all this, and engaging in such high profile, creative stuff, and I assume data intensive as well, to get the right people into your district? Big stuff.
Well, it's certainly something I can't tackle alone. So obviously I work with Nicholas. He's phenomenal. And we have an amazing team of leaders. Obviously Mike is at the helm and we have awesome principals and associate principals, but our staff are really the people who help to tell our stories. Nicholas did a survey from last year's new staff. We had about 66 new people, so that's about 12% of our staff turned over last year. And when we asked them in the survey, how did you hear about this posting? Yes, some of them were from the website, but a lot of them were from word of mouth. And word of mouth means our own staff, our community, our neighbors.
Right.
So that's why telling those stories are really important. And it's not just about that recruitment piece, is about that retention piece. And we do focus on, you know, how does our staff feel about working in 112? So we do an annual staff engagement data. And Mike brought this to the district years ago. And even in the pandemic, this school year, 79% of respondents show that they were highly engaged and highly satisfied in this organization. That's really good data considering what they've been through, right? So we really try to focus on how do we recognize our staff, how do we support our staff, how do we give them feedback, how do we professionally develop them, and then we share that to our public because a lot of the people that I'm interfacing with in the interviews, they're saying, like, they want that professional development. They want that recognition. They want to be seen as not just a teacher, but actually as a human. So what we really try to do, Nicholas and I, are share those stories that we know are going to hit home. So if you guys look at this up, it's careers.nssc112.org. It's all dedicated to why do you choose us? And Nicholas put together this amazing short video for people to watch. And really it also highlights, like, what is it about us, why you should choose us. So we talk about this being a positive workplace. We really have bought into Sean Aker's work. He's a Harvard professor that focuses on positive psychology. And we've trained our staff on the habits to better optimism. because we know that teaching is hard. And, you know, when we're actually interviewing candidates, this is the kind of professional development they want. They want to hear their employers care about their well-being. So on our website, it kind of highlights some of these things. It also, like Nicholas mentioned, it talks about our branding. So not only do we want to be a place where people learn, but we love for people to live here as well. So our whole model is live, work, learn here. And we really needed to explain what North Shore School District 112 is all about, because a lot of people thought we were just a private school and they shied away from, you know, applying for this kind of a school district. So, So we, you know, that was from Nicholas and I going to job fairs, talking to people. Sometimes people are like, what is North Shore School District 112?
Wow.
So we really wanted to highlight where we are, who we're about, and that we serve pre-K-8 students here in Highland Park, Highwood, and Fort Sheridan.
Well, Fort Sheridan, well, I haven't heard Fort Sheridan. I forgot about Fort Sheridan. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Serve our military, we have, you know, them as part of our community, which is really makes us specially unique as well.
That you are unique in your very district. You know, our good friend who's the executive director of AASPA, Kelly Koch Johnson, she gave me a quote that I always use these days, and I want you to comment on it. Okay, you probably know it from her. Okay, and Nick, you're welcome to chime into this too, but retention is the new recruitment. That's like, I told her she should get that trademarked. Retention is the new recruitment, all right? And I believe that because the cost of recruiting and the cost of training a new teacher, okay, is extremely high and gets higher by the minute, all right? But we don't want to lose any of the great educators we already have. And so retention in an age of teacher shortage, okay, is really something very important. You want to comment on that one, Monica?
Yeah, I mean, this is really important for us to really make sure that we are taking care of our teachers, as you mentioned, so that they don't leave our school district or the profession. There are some things that we can't, you know, we can't stop people from, right? We did see that some people throughout the pandemic left education and moved to different states, moved closer to their families, right?
Yeah.
But what we really try to do is prevent people from leaving our organization to join somewhere else. So as I mentioned, it's about looking at that engagement survey, and our principals are trained into facilitating conversations so that we know what are we doing well and where we can we improve. Mike is highly skilled at that. And this is something that we look at because we want to continue to get that feedback in order to make sure that this place is a happy environment, but it's also one that facilitates growth, not just for students and for staff. And that's really what employees are looking for, and that's really why people stay. It's really they want to make sure that they're feeling recognized. We have amazing PTO. We have an amazing partnership with our foundation, and we really try to hit home that, please, it's like those little notes, those little emails that you send recognizing teachers go a really long way, especially when they're having a hard day. They want to hear how they've impacted your family in positive ways.
And what you said is so important. Statistics these days are showing that while pay is extremely important, obviously people want to make a living as a true professional in education, okay, the number one thing that teachers are concerned about and why they leave is their agency within the district. And well, we do professional training. As you know, we're going to bring it to your district. And we are always concerned that the training is professional and treats the educators as professionals with the respect due, and I hope every community in the country hears me say this, to a professional, well-trained, college-educated, usually with graduate degrees, educator. These are not lightweight people. These are top-of-the-line folks, okay? And I, you know, and we just got to make sure they understand that, and it's just so important. Mike, I want to swing over to you. That was my little speech for today. I want to swing over to you because you said something when we were talking a couple of weeks ago. I think we were planning this show, and I want you to swing it back to the gang, but you talked about equity and inclusion in terms of retention and recruitment. Okay, Mike, you want to talk about that, and then we'll swing back over to Monica and Nick. Go ahead, Mike.
I do. Larry, thank you so much. So in District 112, 65% of our students are white, 27% of our students are Hispanic, 3% of our students are black, and about 3% of our students are Asian, and a number of folks are multiracial.
Yeah.
We are very, very keenly aware of the importance of students seeing themselves in the educators with whom they're working, and we're looking for closer to proportional representation. And right now, over the last couple of years, we've commissioned with a group to do a comprehensive equity audit, and we're involved in a number of equity,
good,
diversity, and inclusive practices from leadership to training to outreach with the community. We also wanted to check and say, well, what is the ethnic and racial makeup of our employees? And where are we in terms of representation? And we discovered that there is a shortage of educators who are non-white. And it is a deliberate and very, very intentional approach that we have, is to make sure that we have greater representation of people of different ethnicity, different race, and that reflect our kids. So in part of our recruitment efforts, instead of simply going to the same job fairs that we traditionally went to, we said, we want to find teacher candidates of color, and we want to see how and why and when can we increase the numbers. And really, Nicholas and Monica have done incredible work, and Nicholas mentioned it, with expanding our recruitment base to the Milwaukee area, which is 90 minutes away, really not far, but it's another urban area, you know, close enough to bring folks in. So part of our effort is really to say, what is it about living in Highland Park, Highwood, Fort Sheridan, North Shore 112? Why should you come here not only to work, but ideally to live? And Monica mentioned careers.nssd112.org. And this is really the umbrella of our effort, Larry, is to say, look, we want to make sure our children see, feel, and hear representation that they belong. And while we measure it and we action plan it and it's all good, we know from the research, from literature, that it's important to have an inclusive and diverse workforce. And in order to do so, we need to reach out and work for it. So that's really the underpinning or the foundation of our accelerated efforts to bring more folks here to our school family.
I congratulate you. Who's doing your equity audit, Mike? Do you remember offhand?
Yeah, Public Consulting Group out of Boston, the PCG. They did a real nice job for us, Larry.
Thank you. I don't know, though. I was just curious about it because I know several of them, but I didn't know which one it was. Congratulations on doing that and everything else you're doing with that. So on that note, I'm going to swing back now to Monica. Monica, it's tough. There's not a lot of people going into education these days, okay? And
right.
And it's even a less percentage of a diverse group, okay, but black people, Latino people, et cetera, okay?
Yeah.
So how's it working out? I mean, it's difficult, and you're doing the right thing. It's wonderful. How's it working out? What are you doing?
Yeah, so
it's
this
tough.
Is a great question, and I just want to preface this by saying we don't have all the answers. In fact, I went to AFSPA's National
well,
Educator,
if that's if you don't have
summit.
All the answers, there's no sense doing the rest of the podcast. I mean, I thought you guys did it. I swear, everybody, they told me they had all the answers. What's going on? Go ahead, Monica.
Yeah, so I went to the National Educator Shortage Summit this past January that AFSPA held in Orlando. It was an inaugural event, and I was blown away. We had over 200 people attend, and this were people from, you know, PK-12 administrators, higher ed representatives, you know, Department of Education representatives. You know, we even had people from the NEA, people from IFT. I mean, they were all there, and it really, really shed a light on how drastic this problem is in terms of the teacher shortage. So, you know, it's more than just a school district not having enough employees. This is really goes down to even our teacher preparation programs. This even goes down to, you know, like high school students and thinking about like the careers that they're going to eventually, you know, land in. So one of the small things, as I mentioned, it was walking away from that conference and realizing that the work that Nicola and I started is a good start, right? Telling our story, the branding piece. The other part is there's other opportunities that we would like to explore, such as grow your own programs. We haven't started that yet, but we know that there are some really great school districts that are doing some work. Our friends at West Chicago have a great Grow Your Own program. So that's something for us to start to think about, like alternative ways for our paraprofessionals to be able to get into the teaching field. But obviously, you know, that comes with the challenges, right? People need to earn a living while going to school, and they're going to need to have some support from school districts to do that. Right now, what we're really focusing on is, you know, like, is making sure that our pay is competitive. We have a huge issue with paraprofessionals finding, filling vacancies. We had to this year increase the starting pay because we couldn't fill these positions. We also had an issue last year with school nurses. We know that the pandemic really put a huge burden on our school nurses. We had to increase the starting pay, which means that we had to increase all of our nurses because, you know, we couldn't fill these positions.
Of course.
So it's not just educators. It's looking at all of the fields that, you know, that we have to, like, consider that filling in our school district these vacancies, but also thinking about, you know, pay and how does that impact and how does the labor market impacting education. So it's not one thing we're doing. We're doing many things. We've also partnered with AASA. We have a coach, and she's also been helping us really think about how can we.
Who's that? Who's that over there? Who's that?
Dr. Shivers. Mike, what's her first name? Serena Shivers. Yes, Serena Shivers.
Shivers.
I don't know her.
And
I know AASA, but I don't know her. That's cool.
She's been wonderful. And Nicholas and I have been talking to her about, you know, how do we have more representation on staff? And she really thought, you know, she posed something for me, Nicholas, to really consider. When you're trying to recruit people of color into your organization, you really need to think about where are people going to shop? Where are they going to live? Where are they going to go to places of worship? You have to think about how are you going to sell this community to people who are coming in from other communities.
Yeah.
That really made us stop and think about that. Like, and again, that kind of like triggered our whole like live, work, learn, right? So why would people want to come and join not just our organization, but this community? So it's a very layered problem, but it's a great opportunity for us to tackle not just as an organization, but also as a community and as a nation. You know, the positive thing about the shortage, I've never heard more people in the United States talking about the field of education than now.
That's right.
That's a positive.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
A positive that's coming from them.
Positives are going to come out of all this mess, and they constantly do.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't minimize the impact of the pandemic, but positive stuff is going to come out of it. Okay, and thank you, Monica. And Nick, I got to go back to you here. You know, you have the director of communication title, but you also need to be director of marketing. Okay, because actually, you're performing that function. All right, and so let me ask you this. Let me go back to my question I asked Mike and Monica regarding ethnic groups, ethnic recruitment. Okay, black people, Latino people, et cetera, Asian people, whatever the case may be. Okay, those groups, how do you reach out to them specifically? You're director of communication. This is the goal of the district. How do you communicate that message to them?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's the understanding that you're not going to win that in one campaign. Okay, so when we submitted
director
this,
of marketing,
this proposal,
I'm telling you, the new position, congratulations, thank you.
Of course. So you're not going to win it one campaign. It's a long-term relationship that needs to be built, especially if you are, you know, wanting to increase ranks that are not very high currently. So we didn't want to evaluate this campaign based on the number of, diverse candidates that apply and then are selected. What we wanted to do is base it on the impressions that we saw in our analytics when we looked at the marketing data, that we are reaching an audience and that we are getting interest from that audience. What we had done is we created what's called a lookalike audience. So 30,000 educators between Chicago and Milwaukee. We then send an email to them. We then follow them to social media and do social media ads. We then follow them to their websites and do banner ads, and we follow them to YouTube. It's sometimes called retargeting, but it's hyper-targeting these folks using a service that USA Today provides through a company called Local IQ. So it's really trying to find exactly who you want to talk to and then sending them messages that may appeal to them and get them maybe not to make a decision this hiring season, but when they switch career – or I'm sorry, switch school districts in 3 or 4 years,
right.
Maybe they'll remember us and come back. And then when we got all the way through it, what I realized or what Monica and I kind of realized together, that this is the one way a marketing person or a PR person can make a direct impact in the classroom, and that was really rewarding. And the way that we want to do it in the long term is increase the number of diverse candidates, but we know that it couldn't happen in one hiring season, but we did see a lot of diverse candidates come through. So
that's
even, you know, that's like a cherry on top.
Yeah, it is. It is. And what you said is accurate, which is why there's always a Toyota-thon going on, no matter what TV you watch. You know, all the time,
yeah,
there's a Toyota-thon. And the reason
mm-hmm.
is exactly what you said, Nick, okay? They don't care if you buy one today. They want to be there when you want to buy a car, all right? And that's exactly – your marketing approach is dead on right. You want to reach these people, okay, at the time when they want to. It's not a one-and-done approach, okay? And that is an incredible and insightful thing to say for all these people. I hate to say this. We got to go in a couple of minutes. Okay, this was incredible. You guys are doing just a fabulous job out there. We're looking forward to working with you. So let me say thank you to Monica. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And please tell Walter, give Walter my best.
Sure will. I will.
Thank you. Second best dog in the world. Nick, do you have a dog?
I do. I have two. I have Cleopatra and I have Luna.
There you go, the second and third best dogs. No, the third and fourth best mm-hmm. dogs in the world. Congratulations mm-hmm. on that. Thank you, Nick. This is
oh,
wonderful. And, Mike, your dogs,
pleasure
Harley, and who was the other one? Davidson?
Noche. Noche.
Like nachos? What's noche? What's noche?
Noche means night in Spanish.
Ah,
and she's a beautiful
okay.
black dog. Yeah, she's
wow,
a beautiful
cool.
lab mix.
Well, there you go. So we have the second, third, fourth, and fifth and sixth best dogs in the world, mine coming in first in a random selection there. Okay? So,
of course,
you guys, you really, I'll say it again, hashtag 112 Leeds. This is North Shore School District in right outside of Chicago, right on the lake. Okay? It's just gorgeous up there in the North Shore, District 112. Monica, Nick, Mike, this was just great. Thank you, guys. You're wonderful. Great job.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Larry.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Be good, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Wow. There's something. What a great team. Okay? Monica Schrader, Nick Glenn, and Superintendent Mike Lubelfeld. Thank you all. That's just wonderful and great tips for educators. Okay? You're working hard. You're doing a good job. And it is, we call it Director of Communications. It's Director of Marketing as well. You got to market that school district like it's a Toyota. All right, check out what we do over at teacher-retention.com. Check out our awards program, SEL. Everything we do is over at ace-ed.org, where we will archive this show. My name is Larry Jacobs. Thank you, everybody.